This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pfizer has announced it's asking U.S. regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccines. AP's Mike Hempen has more on this story.
The move begins a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic. Last week, Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said their vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe cases of COVID-19. The companies say that level of effectiveness, plus a good safety record, should qualify the vaccine for emergency use authorization. The Food and Drug Administration can grant authorization before final testing is complete. I'm Mike Hempen.
The second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic has yet to peak in France, but the outlook is improving with potential arrival of vaccines in the coming months, a senior government scientific advisor said Friday. The immunologist told a newspaper, quote, even though the vaccine will not solve everything, and even though 2021 will not be an ordinary year, I see light at the end of the tunnel, end quote. France went back into lockdown October 30th for at least a month. Spain will have vaccinated a very substantial part of its population of 47 million people against COVID-19 by mid-2021, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced Friday. He said the government had put together a comprehensive vaccination plan that would be presented at Tuesday's cabinet meeting, making Spain the first within the European Union, alongside Germany, to fully map out such an immunization program. If you'd like more on these or other stories of the day, please make sure to visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said European Union leaders will continue to discuss the bloc's 1.8 trillion euro plan to recover from the recession caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been vetoed by Poland and Hungary. They blocked the EU's 2021 through 2027 budget and recovery plan Monday, because access to the funds would be conditional upon respecting the rule of law. The veto is likely to delay hundreds of billions in EU funds at a time when the 27-nation bloc is grappling with a second wave of the coronavirus. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak will announce the heaviest public borrowing since World War II when he spells out his spending plans next week after the biggest economic crash in over 300 years. With Britain in the midst of a second wave of COVID-19 case and economic recovery on hold, Sunak has postponed longer-term plans for the public finances. Spending on the pandemic is on track to exceed $265 billion this year after the extension of job protection programs and other costs are likely to spill into the 2021-22 fiscal year. Friday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson backed one of his senior ministers after an independent inquiry concluded she had broken rules following allegations of bullying of her staff. The report's author promptly quit. Independent advisor Alex Allen concluded Home Secretary Priti Patel, one of the most senior figures in the government, had not met the standards set under Britain's ministerial code, which states ministers should treat officials with respect. However, a government statement said Johnson noted concerns had not been raised at the time and that Patel was unaware of the impact of her actions. She apologized for any upset she may have caused. The government statement said, quote, the Prime Minister has full confidence in the Home Secretary and considers this matter now closed, end quote. Opponents say Johnson was giving the green light to bullying. Uganda's detained presidential candidate and pop star Bobby Wine was released on bail Friday after authorities charged him over acts likely to spread coronavirus, an online TV channel reported. Wine, whose real name is Robert Chiglani, was detained Wednesday while campaigning in eastern Uganda. His arrest has triggered mass protests, which have led to the deaths of at least 37 people. Rebel forces from Ethiopia's Tigray region fired rockets Friday at the distant capital of the neighboring Amhara region, authorities said. This raises worries the conflict could spill into a wider war. 2 weeks into the conflict, the United Nations said it was making plans for as many as 200,000 refugees fleeing into neighboring Sudan and made an urgent appeal for $200 million to assist them. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.